Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundy. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundy on most social media channels. That's DavidDundy, and the podcast on fmr.co.za. In the world of compact, ultra-portable laptops, Apple has an edge, in my opinion. The aluminium bodies, the ultra-thinness of them, the speed that they operate on, and they just work. They're surprisingly robust, workhorse-like. But, and there are some real buts, the aluminium bodywork is expensive and heavy and, well, expensive. There are alternatives, of course, and I have recently had on test one of those, the HP EliteBook 1040 G10 Core i7 1.7 GHz, which is a surprisingly easy alternative to live with a few niceties Apple doesn't offer. The plastic bottom but aluminium-topped screen but feels high quality. It is lighter than an Apple Air, but thicker. It also has a 14-inch screen, as magnificent and thin-bezeled as any on the market. Now, Apple seriously lets you down on ports, with two USB-C ports and a headphone jack, and that's it. Here's where the HP excels. HDMI to get to any screen sans an adapter, also two USB-Cs, but an old-style USB 2, and that's just on the left-hand side. The right gets a Kensington lock port, another old-style USB, a headphone jack, and for good luck, they throw in a SIM card adapter. This thing is built for the executive road warrior. There are no noisy fans on this one. It's all solid state. It has fingerprint security recognition for easy access, and of course the usual facial recognition stuff built into Windows. It also has another little tiny trick up its sleeve. Well, two of them. Little rubber nubs on the top to keep the aluminium surface at the top, the back of the screen, from getting scratched when you lay flat down on a desk or whatever which you're going to do. The test unit I had 950 gig hard drive and 32 gig RAM and beautiful B and O speakers and a lovely big buttonless trackpad. Ultimately though, it always comes down to the Mac versus Windows versus Linux debate, and that'll determine if you should buy this one. My final two loves for this are the fabulous fabric-lined USB-C charging cable on the power adapter, which thankfully isn't proprietary, and lastly for the paranoid, a privacy shutter on the camera, a physical shutter. Expect to find the HP EliteBook 1040 G10 Core i7 1.7 GHz online from about 25,000 Rand. And that's it. If you've got questions, you want to find out something, or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundy on those social media channels. That's DavidDundy, and the podcast on fmr.co.za.